Florida formally certifies election results. Trump won 1.4 million more votes than Harris. By Hannah Knudsen on November 20, 2024. Florida has officially certified the 2024 election results, showing President-elect Donald Trump received 1.4 million more votes in the Sunshine State than Vice President Kamala Harris. While other states are still counting votes, I had the honor of certifying Florida's elections this morning, Florida's Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronize said on Tuesday, sharing a brief video of him signing the documents. Congrats to @RealDonaldTrump, @SenRickScott, and all of Florida's newly elected lawmakers, he exclaimed. According to the final results, the Trump-Vance ticket garnered 56.09% of the vote, 13.1% higher than Harris-Waltz's 42.99%. Trump-Vance received 6,110,125 votes, compared to 4,683,038 for Harris-Waltz, a difference of 1,427,087 votes. Similarly, Senator Rick Scott, RFL, defeated his opponent, Democrat Representative Debbie Mucarsel-Powell, DFL, by 12.78%, a difference of 1,374,629 votes. Further, 19 members of the Florida delegation for the U.S. House of Representatives are Republicans. It was 20 prior to the resignation of Representative Matt Gaetz, and 8 are Democrats. However, the seats of Gaetz and Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, will be up for grabs due to Trump selecting them to serve in his cabinet. The seat of Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, who was selected by Trump to serve as Secretary of State, will also need to be filled. Governor Ron DeSantis, who will appoint Rubio's replacement, has already said that the seat must go to someone who is strong on immigration and border security. More extensive vetting and candidate interviews will be conducted over the next few weeks, with a selection likely made by the beginning of January, DeSantis said in an update. He added, Florida deserves a senator who will help President Trump deliver on his election mandate, be strong on immigration and border security, take on the entrenched bureaucracy and administrative state, reverse the nation's fiscal decline, be animated by conservative principles, and has a proven record of results. The GOP also has a solid majority in the Florida House and Senate. The decisive victory for Republicans in Florida was a long time coming. It followed a boom in voter registration for Republicans as they first overtook Democrats in the lead in November 2021. Now, Republicans have a more than 1 million voter registration advantage, and that only continues to swell. This has helped move Florida further to the right, as it once held the status of a solid swing state in past elections. Voting for former President Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, then swinging for Trump in 2016, 2020, and now in 2024. What a swing! From being a toss-up state in 2016, to a lean-R state in 2020, and now a GOP stronghold, Eric Dougherty of Florida's Voice observed. And just wait for the 2030 census, Florida is going to gain electoral votes, he predicted. Florida currently has 30 electoral votes.